Let's begin. China wants growth. It wants more and more of it. The linear type that you plug into your state calculator at the start of the year, and hey, bingo, 5%. Prior to 2008 and the great financial crisis, it was good shape, so as from growing its trade surplus with the rest of the world and thrown in with some ample productive investments. But since then, one third has come from funding negative net present value projects. What does that mean? Projects that will never make, on a discounted cash flow basis, they will never recoup the initial cost. I'm thinking an ocean of empty apartments. The great Chinese minds are confused. This is not Confucius. The unproductive investments were fantastic at boosting prestige and GDP, but they saddled the Chinese Communist Party with oodles of debt. And they're united against that. They find themselves trapped by Fechner's law of intensity, that in order for GDP to increase in arithmetical linear progression, the stimulus, the state stimulus, it needs a geometric expansion. That's China's GDP model. It requires a geometric intensity of credit growth that threatens the continuity of the Chinese Communist Party. The problem is, they still need that linear growth. But what to do? Real estate has gone. If this was Pulp Fiction, we'd say, Zed's dead, baby. Real estate was at least 15% of their economic recipe. Arguably, I think it was much more. Infrastructure, of course, still moves the needle, but it also pushes up debt. Why? Because again, the discounted value of all of the economic benefits will most likely never recoup the initial cost. This form of geometric credit stimulus is not good. Our Mancunian candidate ponders. But just what would Confucius recommend? Of course, find other productive sources of investment. Duh, it's easy. Brilliant. Love it. But those areas, where are those other areas of investment? Let me tell you, if they exist, they aren't starved for capital funding. And they're not big enough to cover the 33% hole in your Chinese GDP calculator. Damn! Okay, don't panic. Let's keep it simple. More trade surpluses. Come on, that always works. Except this is 2022 and not 1992. China's trade surplus is on track to match historic records of 7 to 8% of GDP. And it's already greater than 1% of the GDP of the entirety of the rest of the world. In short, it's already way too big to be thinking of a geometric intensity of growth. Damn, I hear our Confucius brothers say. The great at Michael Pettis estimates the Chinese trade would need to expand by 3% of Chinese GDP each and every year. I know you're loose. I know you can perform flow in your mind. But can you see round corners? Do you think China's trade surplus in the year 2025 will reach 15% of GDP? I'm going to tell you straight, it's not gonna happen. Damn! I hear the Chinese Communist Party say, what's left? Okay, don't panic. Let's boost consumption share of GDP. It's ridiculously low. It resides at 40% of GDP. The problem is, they've pushed and pulled and pursued this idea for the last 15 years. So how's that going? Well, they've managed to boost spending by a few percentage points of GDP over that period, whereas they need that every single year. Hold on. What's the problem here? Problem is, our Chinese citizens get hammered by the state. Their take-home share of what they earn is way below international standards. Okay, I hear you say raise it. That's the problem. For the state to succeed, the state must shrink. Or as Steinbeck would say, this is a monster that only understands expansion. That if the monster stops growing, it dies. See, for consumption to rise to comparable levels with the rest of the world, the Chinese Communist Party would need to eliminate the powerful local government sector, presuming it doesn't want Chinese debt to rise further vis-a-vis the size of its economy. And I would say, good luck with that. But maybe that's why they pricked the real estate bubble, smoke the local bureaucrats out of their Stasi bunkers, humble them, bring them down a peg or two. All hail the center. Maybe. Either way, at least a third of their decelerating GDP growth was historically derived from unproductive investments. I don't think anyone would challenge that assertion. There isn't an obviously large pool of productive investments to be found and to be financed to provide a panacea. And the trade surplus with the rest of the world is at such gargantuan levels that most likely is peaked. And productive investments? Well, productive investments are well funded by the private sector. And anyway, they're too small to fill GDP deficit. The deficit of the linear calculator. The deficit in the desire for linear growth. And what's more, consumption. Consumption makes sense. But it needs a statist state to shrink. Sludgingly they trudged through sludge comes to mind. Okay, holy crap, I can hear Z shout. Where's that confidential folder marked doomsday planning? Taiwan? Come on, you cannot be serious.